was concealed by a folded-up Lion King sweatshirt. All I'm taking are 3 Tesco carriers stuffed with clothes and Noah's medicines covered up with packets of cereal and tins of tomato soup. Hopefully they look like bags of shopping. If anyone sticks their head in the window to ask where we're going, I'll say that Noah couldn't sleep, so we did a dash to a 24-hour supermarket. They won't, though, will they? Ask us where we're going, I mean. Not in the small hours of the morning. A parking ticket is enough to make me come out in a rash, and I'm not even kidding. Surely the world hasn't become so mad that I'm turning into an actual criminal for taking my son out of London, for keeping him safe. To be honest, it seems years since I booked the holiday, before anyone knew the word COVID, so I didn't even remember where we were going until I Googled it an hour ago. Mainly east, by the looks of things. About 1 hour north, then 3 hours east. A kind of bottom-shaped hump with an awful lot of coastline. And practically empty by the look of the photos on the web. When the advert said beach, I imagined rows of pink umbrellas and sunbeds, maybe some kind of bar and paddle boats for hire, like the resorts in France or Spain. But Norfolk seems nothing like that at all. The beach is just big, enormous, and empty, even though the pictures were taken well before this wretched virus arrived, when presumably the place was actually busy. I'm not even certain I'll find the right caravan. In his email, the owner simply said to head for the green one at the far end of the holiday park next to a tree. I'm prevaricating, aren't I? Noah and I need to be on our way. Any minute, Stuart will come down the stairs and start to list the reasons I shouldn't go. All over again. I can see Noah's face squashed against the car window. He's wondering why on earth I'm leaning on the bonnet, scribbling so furiously on a notebook. Normally, I would have messaged you, but it's 2 a.m. right now. Maybe not so late for a Saturday night, but this isn't an ordinary Saturday night. Nothing is ordinary any longer, is it? Everything is closed, silent, still. Everyone has gone to bed, and you wouldn't want to be woken up by your phone. Besides, you would have ignored me. I know you would have done, because I've tried calling you 19 times over the last 3 months. 28, if you include the texts and WhatsApps, which I do. I did. I added them all up because I wanted to check I wasn't actually going mad. And that's not even counting the times I've rung the doorbell, knowing you're inside, then stood on the step for ages, waiting. It's just, I have to explain what happened. Even if you never forgive me, we've been friends for so many years, I need at least to try and make you understand. Especially now, Mans, when I'm scared. Scared for me. Scared for Noah. And scared because I'm about to break the law to hide away in what seems like the flattest, most desolate place you can possibly imagine where I don't know a soul. Anyhow, I've been standing here for ages, and this note is by far the longest thing I've written in the last 20 years. So make the most of it. Please call me. Or if you don't want to talk, send me a text. Or an email. Anything. You're the only one who would understand exactly why I have to do this. Cassie. P.S. Don't let anyone cut those gorgeous curls of yours but me. Okay, nobody can cut anyone's hair at the moment, but still. I'm the only hairdresser you trust, remember? You must have told me that 50 times at least. Email Cassie to Mr. Stuart Rowlands, 7:15, 30th of March, 2020. We made it. Me, Noah, and Elephant more or less in one piece, apart from Noah being sick halfway down the A11 and a burst bag of self-raising flour, messy and tragic since flour is so scarce. I was worried the park might be locked up. Actually, that was worry number 3. Number 1 being I'd forgotten one of Noah's medicines. Number 2, that the police would stop us. But the fob the owner had sent me opened the gate, and the caravan was easy to find because it's the only one the colour of a tennis ball. Anyway, I'm standing on top of a dune, balanced on tiptoe, waving my right arm in the air and hoping this will send. How huge is this beach? Though the sea must be out there somewhere, all I can see is sand stretching a million miles to a blurry blue horizon. It's like the desert, just not as hot.